Imagine a senior executive turning down a prestigious job offer, partly to avoid disrupting an employee's family life. This moment of selfless consideration, where a results-focused leader factored someone else's needs into his own career decisions, exemplifies the essence of generous leadership that transformed Joe Davis's approach to management. This isn't just feel-good philosophy. It's a leadership model embraced by executives at Johnson & Johnson, United Airlines, and other major corporations who've discovered that leading with heart delivers superior business results. The traditional command and control leadership model is becoming obsolete in today's interconnected workplace, especially as millennials, now over 50% of the workforce, expect authentic, empathetic leadership. For decades, we celebrated leaders solely for delivering results through rigid command and control structures. The tough leader archetype became synonymous with effectiveness, while compassionate leaders received fewer accolades. This paradigm is rapidly shifting. As work and personal boundaries blur, people now expect leaders who make them feel human, seen, and fulfilled. True generosity means giving beyond what's expected without thought of personal benefit. For this to be authentic, it must become habitual, not occasional acts, but a consistent way of being. As Aristotle noted, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not an act, but a habit. Communicating personally builds better connected teams and drives organizational success. Though many consider workplace connections inappropriate, generous communication creates an environment where people feel seen and trusted, fostering collaboration and improving performance. During the early pandemic, Davis worried about his 7,000 remote employees. After crafting a message acknowledging their varied living situations, he hesitated but sent it anyway. The overwhelmingly positive response confirmed that compassionate connection was exactly what people needed, especially those feeling isolated. Research shows people prefer working for connected leaders by 5-to-1 and trust them far more than detached ones. Building deeper connections requires seeing beyond roles, making communication personal, keeping messages simple and honest, and being responsive. While strategy and metrics matter, they aren't enough. Teams bring more passion when inspired by how you communicate. Sharing who you are builds trust and loyalty, motivating collaboration and revealing deeper team challenges. Generous leadership requires setting yourself aside to understand others' worldviews. This perspective-taking means comprehending how situations appear to others both cognitively and emotionally. Leaders often fail at this because they rush, don't listen actively, or assume they know everything. Despite valuing listening, we're typically too metrics-focused to truly empathize. Google's Project Oxygen found that being a good coach was the top trait of effective managers, with the best coaches asking questions rather than providing answers. When leaders command, employees feel helpless. Asking for input engages minds and promotes initiative. Wharton research shows that taking others' perspectives activates brain regions linked with creativity and innovation. This skill improves problem-solving, decision-making, inclusion, and risk management. Effective perspective-taking requires preparing to understand others' mental maps, asking thoughtful questions, and listening carefully from others' viewpoints. When facing naysayers, resist defensiveness and instead inquire more about their concerns. When you invite others into conversation, you recognize the value of their contributions. This means including all voices, junior staff with expertise, people from different organizational areas, and those with diverse backgrounds. Christina Sistrunk transformed safety at Shell by gathering 300 field supervisors to develop solutions together. This approach shifted from corporate compliance to shared problem solving, demonstrating management genuinely cared about workers, resulting in a 60% reduction in injuries over 2 years. Many corporate cultures remain top-down rather than including frontline employees. Leaders resist broader inclusion due to hierarchical thinking, insecurity about challenges, and claims of inefficiency. Today's employees crave connection, and when they feel it, they better fulfill their potential. BCG research shows employees who feel happiness and empowerment at work are 30 percentage points better at fulfilling their potential than less satisfied colleagues. Inclusion takes various forms, from short-term problem-solving groups to expanded management meetings. Deloitte found leaders who value diverse viewpoints see impressive results: 17% increase in team performance, 20% improvement in decision quality, and 29% better collaboration. Despite women now holding half of managerial positions, up from 25% 20 years ago, the C-suite remains 86% white and male, with people of color comprising only 6% of executives. Generous leaders must become action allies who actively support diversity beyond mere talk. When a woman partner was asked to take notes despite being the content expert, her male colleague intervened. "Nope, I will take notes. Michelle is the expert. She will lead the conversation." This wasn't calculated, but second nature to someone who consistently clears paths for others. Research shows people from diverse backgrounds with allies are twice as likely to feel their work environment is bias-free. To become an effective ally, listen first, without pretending to understand others' experiences. See the individual beyond one aspect of identity, and provide your best time and presence during tough moments. True allyship combines addressing systemic barriers while providing direct support. People fundamentally want recognition for their contributions and opportunities to improve. The generous leader recognizes potential and helps people develop through genuine consideration. Susan Grimbalis was promoted at 29 to manage 400 people during a reorganization, a role she felt unprepared for. Her manager simply told her, "You are simply the best I've ever seen." 25 years later, she still draws strength from those 8 words. BCG survey of 9,000 global employees found recognition and coaching/development ranked as the top qualities people seek in leaders. O.C. Tanner's study showed people who feel recognized are 2.2 times more likely to embrace innovative thinking and twice as likely to exceed expectations. Effective recognition and feedback require clear, honest communication focused on strengths rather than shortcomings, delivered immediately when situations are fresh. Leaders should provide feedback daily, conduct regular debriefs, and maintain consistent two-way communication. When you honestly communicate both achievements and development opportunities with growth paths, you build trust, respect, followership, and pride. Remember the gold star on your elementary school papers? Simple gestures have profound impact, even in corporate settings. During the pandemic, United CEO personally called a black female captain, creating such loyalty that she would do anything for United. Small gestures show thoughtfulness and intention. They say, "You're important. I see you." These acts acknowledge someone at critical moments. Research confirms that simple acts of kindness boost happiness, reduce stress, improve satisfaction, and strengthen relationships. When a university fundraising director personally thanked telephone fundraisers, call volume increased by 54%. To implement, greet people and say thank you. Be a person first despite operational responsibilities. Make meetings more personal, and build a system to recognize employees both professionally and personally. These small acts require minimal effort but acknowledge what matters to the recipient. They become especially powerful when unexpected or coming from someone higher in the hierarchy, building loyalty and enhancing team dynamics. These gestures reveal what we value as leaders.